我们都愿意做一个祝福的运河。
Oh yes, we are willing to be the channels.
让活水从我们里面能够直流奔,
so that we could feed the thirsty hearts.
让来供应所有四围的可人,
so that we could provide it to all the thirsty hearts around us.
我们感谢主从冬令会给我们一点的负担,
and praise the Lord, we have received the burden from the winter conference.
让我们看见我们是基督的执事,
so that we know that we are the executor of the orders.
然后我们是神奥秘式的管家,
and we are the servant in his house.
那执事说到我们是一个仆人,
and he says that we are the slaves.
然后我们是船舱下摇桨的人,
and we are the one who actually rowed the boat.
我们活着不是为着自己来活,
and we're living not because of ourselves.
我们都是主付了重价所买回来的,
because we are bought with the blood of Christ.
他告诉我们说我们是神奥秘式的管家,
and he tells us that we are the stewards of his house.
这个管家是一个很特别的一个字,
and it stewardship is a special word.
他讲到说神的经营神的管理神的计划,
because this is the person who executes the plan for the Lord.
当神把这一切托在我们身上,
and now we have received all this burden,
成了我们管家的执事,
so that we could become the steward of his house.
今天我们认识到神呼召我们每一位都要来侍奉他,
and now that we everyone has received the calling to serve him,
我们都为着主来活着,
because we are now all living for him.
老天我们在这里一同来看从圣经里面告诉我们一些侍奉神的原则,
and now let's use the Bible to show us how we have to serve the Lord.
在诗篇107篇里面103篇里面告诉我们,
and in Psalm 103 it says,
他使摩西知道他的法则,
he made known his ways to Moses,
叫以色列人晓得他的作为,
his deeds to the people of Israel.
我们的神, 他用他的大能大力, 用各样的神迹奇事, 他在那里行事, 把以色列百姓带出了埃及,
and the Lord used his ways to show to Moses so that he could take his people out of Egypt.
那这么多的百姓, 他们和摩西一样, 都看见了, 他们也都经历了,
and such a big group of people, just like Moses, they saw the vision and then they experienced.
但是摩西知道他的法则,
and because Moses knew his ways,
以色列的人呢, 他们晓得他的作为,
so that the people of Israel would understand his deeds.
今天可能我们都经历到神在我们身上何等奇妙的作为,
today maybe you also experience Lord's ways.
但是今天神要带我们认识他的法则,
but moreover, we need to understand his ways.
认识我们这一位神, 他是怎么样的一位神,
so that we'll get to know God, who he is and what he does.
叫我们能够摸着他的心意,
so that we could understand truly what he thinks.
然后我们要来侍奉我们的永生神,
so when now you choose to serve the Lord,
神渴望我们真是来认识他,
so that you could know the Lord than to serve the Lord.
我们才能够在他的法则, 在他的生命性情的原则里面, 我们来侍奉,
so that we could be made known to his ways and we could exercise his deeds.
很多时候我们若照着自己的意思, 我们想说我们应当怎么样努力来侍奉他,
a lot of times we're only following our own self into doing what we want to do.
常常我们的情形, 我们形容圣经里面讲的摇橹甚苦啊, 讲到阴风不顺啊, 那个风啊, 是好像我们要往这边走, 风却是往另外一方向吹啊,
just like if you're on a boat, you want to go this way, but if the wind is blowing that way, then you're not going nowhere.
所以走得非常辛苦,
and so that you don't know what to do.
但是我们里面知道说, 今天若是我们合乎神的原则,
so but then we know if we're following his way,
我们摸着他的心意,
if we truly understand what he wants,
当我们在侍奉我们的永生神,
then now when you serve,
我们真是活在他的面前,
and if you're living in front of him and through him,
主与我们同在,
then God is with you.
那是充满了喜乐的侍奉,
and what a joyful life that would be.
越服侍越甘甜,
because the more you serve, the better it is.
那第一点我们要来看见, 侍奉的人比他所做的事更重要,
and the first point we're going to talk about is the person who serves is more important than his deed.
我们一起来读提摩太后书第二章二十一节,
let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2:21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。那这边告诉我们说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事情。
And here it says, if a man cleanses himself from the letter,
很多时候我们想到罪。因着主耶稣基督为我们流了宝血，付了代价，我们都得着了赦免。
And a lot of times we know that we are purchased by the blood, so that our sin is forgiven.
常常我们觉得好像得着了赦免，我们也就得着了洁净，好像这两个没有什么太大的分别。
And a lot of time when we think that we are already forgiven, so we are already cleansed.
当我们读到约翰一书在第一章里面告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪。
In 1 John, it says, if you are willing to confess your sins,
他说神是信实的，是公义的。
Because the Lord is righteous and justice.
讲到说他要赦免我们的罪。
So that when our sin is forgiven.
然后下面说要洗净我们的不义。
But it also says that we need to be cleansed.
好像当我们说我们的罪得着赦免，是在神的那一面，当主为我们付了代价，我们得蒙赦免。
A lot of times when we think that our sin is forgiven is because God has already purchased us with His blood, so our sin is forgiven.
原本我们因着罪，我们当受刑罚，当受审判的。
Because of our sinful nature, originally we're supposed to receive the punishment.
但是我们的主在十架上为我们受了最重的审判。
But the Lord went onto the cross and paid the price for us.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
He took away the sin himself.
今天我们可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
So that we could come as we are in front of the Lord.
我们知道我们的罪得蒙赦免了。
Because we know our sin has already been forgiven.
但是今天神不单只是做到这一步而已。
But today, God is willing to go one step further than this.
我们可以讲到说主做成的好像是一个客观的事实。
We could say that this has already been done.
我们凭着信我们都得着了。
Because through faith, we have already received.
但是今天神要我们主观的来经历。
But today, God wants us to truly experience it ourselves.
当我们真知道我们的罪已经得赦免。
So when you truly realize that your sin has already been forgiven.
当我们在很多的事情上，弟兄姊妹，我们是一个认真来面对，我们是愿意悔改，我们愿意认自己的罪。
And so from now on, through a lot of things, you should truly be willing to confess your sin.
然后那一些的洁净在我们的身上是主所做的，是我们主观经历到的，是一个证明说我们是一个罪得赦免的人。
So, through the purchase of the blood, we should firsthand understand that our sin has already been forgiven.
有一个弟兄，他讲到他年轻的时候，在他身上说发生一个很实在的事情。
A brother once told me that when he was young, something happened to him.
那有一天在聚会的里面，主实在是遇见了他。
And one day in a meeting, he truly experienced Christ himself.
他里面突然间圣灵告诉他要向他的祖母去认罪悔改。
And in him, the Lord says to him, you have to go to your grandma and confess your sin to her.
他没有讲得很清楚他到底对他祖母做了什么事。但是呢那天圣灵大大的浇灌他，做工在他的身上，他在那里懊悔，在那里痛哭。
And the brother never told me what he has done to his grandma, but he told me that the spirit truly talked to him and told him that he has to confess to his grandma.
他后来真的到他祖母的面前。
So the brother went to the grandma and confessed his sins.
抱着他的祖母向他祖母认罪。
And he hugged his grandma and told her that I'm sorry.
他就讲到说当他在那里认罪悔改。
So the brother told me that at that time when he confessed his sin,
当他在那里好像痛哭流泪懊悔的时候，
when he was crying, when he was being regretful for what he has done,
一下子里面得着了一个说不出来的平安和喜乐。
And all of a sudden, he received this heavenly peace and heavenly joy.
他从来没经历到他里面是那么的干净啊。
And the brother said that he has never been so cleansed himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是主在我们身上要一点一点做工来成全他的心意。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord wants to do to every one of us.
今天我们愿意来侍奉神。
So today, if you're willing to serve the Lord,
但是尼弟兄他讲一句话说，神看重我们所事的过于我们所做的。
And brother Nee said that it is more important to be who you are than what deeds you have done.
因为我们一讲到侍奉，我们就想说我们要为主来做一些什么事情。
Because every time when we talk about serving, you think about what kind of deeds you could do.
是的，神的家有好多事情要做。
And truly, yes, there's a lot of things to do around the house.
神把各样的恩赐才干来赐给他的儿女，叫我们能够来侍奉他。
And we have talked about many times how everyone has different type of talent to serve.
但是当我们回到神的话里面，
But if we now come back to the word,
他告诉我们说，人若自洁脱离卑贱的事情，
And he says here, if a man cleanses himself from the latter,
就必作贵重的器皿，
He will be an instrument for noble purposes,
成为圣洁合乎主用。
So he could be made holy, useful for the master.
是的，我们都是他付了代价买回来的。
And yes, we have all been purchased by his blood.
我们的罪都得着洗净了。
And yes, our sins has already been forgiven.
我们都有一个资格能够来侍奉他。
And yes, we now have the ability to serve.
从我们得救开始，我们就常常唱说，照我本相，无善足称。
So from the first day you are saved, you could now come as you are to serve.
是我们都可以来到神的面前。
And yes, we could all come in front of him.
我们有这样的一个地位。
Because now we are able.
但是神让我们看见一件事情，叫我们能够自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
So now the God gives us a vision so that we could cleanse ourselves.
他的心意要来成全我们一些侍奉神的人。
Because he wants us to serve him.
叫我们和他的圣洁有份。
So that we could become his vessel.
叫我们这个人，当神把我们摆出来的时候。
So that when we are in front of God,
我们是他的见证人。
We could become his testimony.
所以在使徒行传一章八节讲到说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们要得着能力。
So in Acts chapter 1:8 it says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
下面说到我们的使命和托付。
Here is that our duty and our burden.
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。他说：“做我的见证。”
So that we will become the witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world.
使得整个福音要传出去。
So that we could spread the gospel.
他要借着他的儿女。
So that through the children.
使得我们都要为主来做见证。
And we are all the witnesses.
但在这边原来的意思讲到说，我们是他的见证。
Originally, the meaning in the Bible says that we are the testimony.
我们是他的见证。
We are his testimony.
今天我们活在地上，我们是一个基督徒，我们是耶稣基督的见证人。
And when we are on this earth, we are walking as Christians, and we are walking as his testimony.
弟兄姊妹，的确，神看重我们所是的过于我们所做的。
So brothers and sisters, God cares about who you truly are than what you have done.
今天在我们侍奉神之先，
So now before we could actually serve the Lord,
我们要求主他先来服侍我们。
We have to ask God to come to us.
我们想要做这么多事情之先，
Because before we could do anything,
我们求主在我们的里面做神的工作。
We ask him to come in us to change us.
来改变我们。
So that we could be changed.
来得着我们。
So that we could receive.
要我们真是他的见证人。
So that we could become his true testimony.
我们也讲过说，当我们想说我们来侍奉主，来为主做点什么事情。
So every time we ask ourselves, what can we do to serve the Lord?
但是主在这里告诉我们，人子来不是要受人的服侍。
But God says that Jesus come to this earth not to be served.
他要怎么样？
But what is he going to do?
乃是要服侍人。
God is here to serve us.
主乐意来服侍我们。
Because God is willing.
把他的生命服侍在我们里面。
He's willing to use his life to serve us.
把我们服侍到他永远的旨意里面。
So that we could be served eternally.
但这不是告诉我们说，今天我们要等到完全了，好像我们才真正来服侍主。
But don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you have to be perfected before you serve.
如果是那样子，可能等到我们见主，我们还说，主啊，我的所事好像还不配来服侍你。
Because if that's the case, then no one is ever completed, so no one would ever serve.
我们需要知道说，就着地位来讲，我们每一个蒙恩的儿女，我们都当侍奉神。
So you have to understand, now that you're saved, you're supposed to serve.
不是我们改变得更好，我们才能够来侍奉神。
Not that you have to become completed first before you can serve.
但是另外一点来讲，
But on the other hand,
今天我们要认识到说，神看重的是我们的所事。
You have to understand that God wants who you are.
过于我们手所做的工作。
More than what you could do for him.
这是一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
第二点讲到祷告的人比人的努力还要重要。
And the second point I would like to talk to you is, prayer is more important than the effort of man.
我们一起来读一下以赛亚书45章第11节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 45:11.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的，如此说，将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的种子，我并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。以赛亚他在这里所讲的话常常叫我们觉得非常的稀奇。
What Isaiah says here is very amazing.
他说为着将来的事你们可以问我。
He said for the things that's going to come, for the things to come, you could ask me.
那这个我们可以了解，因为我们的神他是无所不知无所不在无所不能的。
Well, that point we could understand because God is all knowing.
将来的事我们可以来问他。
And for what's going to happen in the future, he knows.
至于我的种子并我手的工作。
He said, "Tears, do you question me about my children?"
然后你们可以求我命定
or give me orders about the work of my hands.
对，他原文讲说可以吩咐我。
He said, "Here, you could give me the command."
这个很难让我们能够明白。
That this might be hard to understand.
这我们的神，他是说有就有，命立就立的神。
Because God established everything by His word.
他好像不需要来跟我们商量他要做什么事情。
Because God's not supposed to discuss what He wants to do before He actually does it.
他要做什么？他是独行其事的神。
Because He is the person who established everything.
他在这边讲到说，为着他的种子跟他手的工作，我们可以求他来命定，或者甚至原来的翻译是说可以来吩咐他。
But here it says, concerning things to come, you could question me about my children or give me orders of what's going to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有感受到神何等看重我们的祷告？
So brother and sisters, can you tell how important a prayer is?
好像今天我们的神他不是想做什么他就把这件事情就做完了。
Because today God doesn't just make up his mind and establish everything by himself anymore.
好像神把一个祷告的权柄来托给他的教会。
Because now he gives us the power of the prayer.
他自己呢好像受到一些的限制。
Now, you might think that God is now restraining himself.
他告诉我们说，地上所捆绑的，在天上就捆绑。
Because it also says that whatever you could bound on earth, you are also bounding it in heaven.
我们的主已经坐在天上，他已经得胜了。
And our God is already up in the heaven.
他要捆绑非常的容易。
And it is easy for him to bound.
但是他告诉我们，地上捆绑的天上捆绑。
But he says here that whatever you bound on earth is also bounded in heaven.
然后呢，地上所释放的在天上释放。
And whatever you set loose on earth will also be set loose in heaven.
地上特别讲到我们这班神的儿女。
And we are the people that are on earth.
还要我们起来祷告。
And he wants us to stand up and pray.
因为我们的主把他的名赐给我们。
Because now we have received the name of Jesus.
叫我们可以在他的名里面来代求。
So that we could pray through Jesus' name.
早上我们一起在那里读代祷的秘诀。
And in this morning, we all took a class about prayer.
我们里面都很受感动。
And a lot of brothers and sisters are touched.
我们的主他就是一位代祷者。
Because God is the one who prays for us.
他今天长远活着，他为我们代求。
And because he lives and he prays for us.
主在地上，他就是我们祷告的榜样。
When God was walking on earth, he is the example for us.
他为罪犯代求。
Because he was praying for the sinners.
他知道彼得要跌倒，他为他祷告。
And he knew that Peter was going to fall, so he prayed for Peter.
我们的主他是一位代祷者。
Because God is the one who prays for us.
那今天主寻找呼召我们这班儿女成为这样祷告的人。
So now today he is calling every one of us to be like him.
今天我们认识到主告诉我们说，我所做的事你们也要做。
So God tells us that whatever he does, he wants us to do as well.
他甚至讲说，并且要做比这更大的事情。
And he also said that he would like us to do the extra mile and do more.
今天不是说我们的恩赐能力比主的能力还要更大。
Definitely not saying that we are more talented than God.
所以我们可以做比主做的事情更大。
So that we could do the extra mile than he does.
我们都觉得我们是何等的软弱。
Because we are so weak indeed.
当主向那个风和海发命令，风和海就听他的命令。
When Jesus told the wind and the wind to calm down, it did.
我们有时候像一个蚊子发命令啊，他是不听你的。
So sometimes you're just like a mosquito giving an order. No one will listen.
我们觉得我们有时候很软弱啊。
So every time, a lot of time, always, we are so weak.
我们没有这么大的恩赐能力。
And we never have enough talent.
但是主说，我所做的事，你们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
But God did say that whatever He does, we should do, and we should do more.
他下面是把一个祷告的权柄来赐给我们。
Because He now has given us the power to pray.
当我们同心合意奉他的名来祷告
So when everyone is praying together
我们的主他要来垂听
And God will listen
还要我们借着祷告摸着他宝座上的心意
So through prayer we could understand what he wants
叫我们借着祷告我们能够与我们的主来同工
And through prayer we could work together with God
今天当神旨意完成工作做成的时候
So now that when all the work is done
我们能够说这不是主他独自在那里完成的工作
Then we could say that we were there too when God wants this to happen.
主在那里要告诉我们说，你们都是我的同工啊。
So it says here that we are working together with God.
一起在这里完成这样的一个工作。
And we are aiming for the same purpose.
是今天我们很多事情我们需要动手来做。
So yes, today you have to raise up and use your hands to do the deed.
但是所有人的努力
But at the same time, all the effort of man
相比起来我们知道祷告是更重要的
All the effort of man in comparison is nothing comparing to the power of your prayer
以前有一群人他去参观斯布珍的教会
And a group of people visited a church
那斯布珍特别他的讲道的能力是非常出名的
And in Spurgeon, the saints are very smart
这些人来看希望看见说到底这些圣徒们是怎么样来服侍怎么样让教会得到这么大的一个复兴
So this group of people went all the way to this church to understand what the saints has been doing over there
斯布珍告诉他们说在这里在聚会的里面你可能是看不见的
And the people that are over there told them that if you just come to our service you might not understand
他特别带他们到他的地下室
So he led them to the basement.
那边有好几百位弟兄姊妹在主的面前迫切的祷告。
And in the basement, there are hundreds of brothers and sisters praying in front of the Lord.
那是复兴的根源。
And because the prayer is the origin of faith.
在那里把神天上的旨意能够带下来。
And in that basement, that's where they receive God's blessing.
把属天的火焰能够带下来。
And that's where they receive the heavenly power.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见主把这样的一个权柄来赐给我们。
So brothers and sisters, now you should understand the power of your prayer.
祷告比人的努力重要。
Because praying is more important than effort.
愿这些日子主兴起祷告的人来。
So I hope that this would raise us up to pray.
耶路撒冷啊，神在城墙上，他说兴起了那些守望的人来。
Because in Jerusalem, that's where the Lord raised up his people.
啊，这些祷告的人，他们不寂寞。
And these the people who pray, they are never alone.
他们不歇息。
And they do not rest.
他说叫我们的神也不歇息。
And then he asks us not to rest.
所以你看见没有，我们的神他歇不歇息跟人的祷告是有关系的。
And to rest or not has a connection with you.
像我们不歇息的祷告，我们的神他不歇息。
So if you never rest in your prayer, then God will never rest neither.
直到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
And then we should keep praying until Jerusalem become everyone's praise.
求主真实的得着我们。
And we hope that we could truly be obtained by the Lord.
盼望今天的信息，我们不是得着一点圣经上的知识而已。
And I hope that today you not only learn what the Word tells you.
而是当我们的心真的转到神的面前。
But you truly turn your heart to Him.
真的为着神的旨意祷告。
So that you could pray according to His purpose.
真的为着他的工作祷告。
So that you could pray for His work.
为着教会的复兴祷告。
And you could pray for the church.
为着我们的同伴，我们的肢体祷告。
And we should pray for all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的家里面是有祷告的人。
So that in His house, is full of prayers.
祷告比人的努力重要。
Because prayers indeed is more important.
第三个，我们要看见榜样比用权柄吩咐重要。
And the third point I would like to bring you is setting up an example is more important than giving commands.
我们一起来读一下彼得前书第五章第二节和第三节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2.
2 and 3.
牧要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。那在这边讲到说，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
He says here, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care.
怎么样按着神的旨意来照管他们？
How do we become the overseers according to His will?
第三节讲说，不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And He says here, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
不是用一个权柄来吩咐，但是呢，他说到用。做一个群羊的榜样。
Not lording it through your commands, but being an example.
很多时候，有一些刚蒙恩的来到教会，啊，他们觉得说教会每一个人都好像天使一样。
And a lot of times when a brother and sister who is new come to the church, they would think that everyone around him is an angel.
那很多时候过了一阵子，他可能觉得说，好像跟他所想象的越缺有一点的差距。
But sometimes later on, he would realize that we're not angels indeed.
那我们就会告诉他，你要看主，你不要看人。
So we have to tell them that you have to set your eye on the Lord, not us.
那我们也常常跟人家讲，是的，要不见一人，只见耶稣。
And yes, we always tell everyone that you should not see who we are, but who the Lord is.
我们都不完全。
Because no one is perfect.
今天要看的话，我们好像都不能经得起这样的看。
And if you're measuring everyone around you, no one is worthy.
所以一面来讲，是的，我们应当。单单看着主的身上。
So one hand, on the one hand, yes, you should only focus on the Lord.
所以，要不然我们常常会灰心。如果我们看人，常常会软弱。
Because if you start focusing on everyone around you, then you will be disappointed.
但是弟兄姊妹，另外一面来讲。
But brothers and sisters, on the other hand,
彼得这边讲到说，叫我们做群羊的榜样。
Peter says here that we should be the example for the flock.
使徒行传二十章三十五节是保罗在那里说，他说我凡事给你们做榜样。
In Acts chapter 20, it says that I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak.
但是我们又知道说我是不完全的。
And but then at the same time, we have to understand that we are not perfect.
圣经上又告诉我们说要做群羊的榜样。
It says here that we should be the example for the flock.
很多时候弟兄姊妹，当我们读来读去啊，我们就。变成说要求别人要做榜样。
So a lot of times when you're not the example anymore, you would want everyone around you to be the example for the flock.
我说你应该做一个好榜样。
So you would tell your brothers and sisters, you should be a good example.
但是呢，你不要看我，你要看主。
But at the same time, don't look at me, look at the Lord.
我想神的话常常他是说给我们自己听的。
So a lot of times I think what God, when God is talking, He's talking directly to us.
他不是要我们替别人来读圣经的。
Not just that we should remind everyone around us.
所以今天主告诉我们说要做群羊的榜样。
So when the Lord said that we should be an example to the flock.
然后我们在主面前有一颗心说，主我愿意做群羊的榜样。
It's because God wants you to tell him that you want to be the example for the flock.
当保罗告诉我们说，我凡事给你们做榜样。
So in Paul, he said, in everything I did, I show you.
他能够我们看见这些使徒们叫人家说你来看我
because he wants his disciples to look at him himself
今天神最终的工作
because the work of the Lord
要把他的生命把他的性情把他的自己来做在我们的里面
and the ultimate goal of him is for us to become like him
他要得着我们成为他的见证人
so that we could become his witness
叫我们能够彰显他活出他来
so we could become his testimony
但是我们多少时候在主面前觉得亏欠
But a lot of times we're not enough.
我们说我们信主了好多年
A lot of times we would say, I have become a believer for many years.
我们也唱那首诗歌、哦、我要向你唱了不知道多少遍
And we sing the hymn so many, many times.
但是我们还有太多的不完全
But still, I'm not yet perfected.
但是弟兄姊妹我们愿意主他亲自向我们来说话
So brothers and sisters, we hope that God will talk to you.
让我们真的看见神要我们能够成为一个见证人能够做榜样
so that you could receive the vision and you could become the example
做榜样比用权柄吩咐来得重要 Because speeding and being an example is a lot more important than giving command.
我们愿意把自己交托在主的手里面。
So that we want to be abided in Him.
让主在我们身上有真实的工作。
So that we could truly be worked by Him.
真实的工作能够做在我们的里面。
So that now we could exercise and do real work.
不一定是外面的兴旺。
It might not be something externally that you could do.
也不是外面的兴奋。
Or maybe it's not external at all.
但是真实经过十架的道路。
But truly, if you walk the path of the cross,
真实主的生命制作在我们的里面。
If you truly is being exercised by Lord,
这个是何等的宝贵。
And that would be truly valuable.
今天我们知道什么是真实属灵的权柄。
And today we know what is the
spiritual authority.
So now that we could receive the spiritual authority today,
今天只有一个像主的人
because we could be like him,
能够把属天的权柄能够带出来
so that we could live out the heavenly authority.
我们渴望今天主能够先掌权在我们的身上
so that today first we want him to take authority over us.
我们渴望主能够得着我们成为他的见证人
so that we could become his testimony
有一个榜样能够活出来
and then we could become the example for the flock
这边主的话愿意我们不是来要求别人的
and in here it definitely doesn't say that you should expect everyone around you to do the same
我们来看我们自己我们在家里面我们是不是一个做榜样的
because instead of focusing on your brothers and sisters you should focus on yourself to become the example
我们的夫妻是不是能够做榜样
Is my couple ready to be the example?
我们和我们的儿女是不是能够做榜样
Is my children ready to be the example?
我们的侍奉能不能够做榜样
Or maybe what I am doing, am I being an example?
我们的生命的活出能不能够做榜样
Are we trying to live a life so that we have become the example?
我们求主在我们的里面，他来光照我们，他来要求我们。
So we pray that Lord would take hold of our life so that we could become the example.
榜样比用权柄吩咐重要。
Because being the example is a lot more important than giving commands.
第四点我们讲到团队侍奉比个人侍奉重要。
And point number four says that corporate service is more important than individual serving.
我们一起来读传道书第四章第九节。
So let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 4:9.
两个人总比一个人好因为二人劳碌同得美好的效两个人总比一个人好
so that two are better than one.
那我们在这里不是讲婚姻的讲座哈
we're not talking about marriage
我们讲到在侍奉的里面
we're talking about when you serve
我们不是单独的在那里侍奉神
because serving alone is not good
神乐意看见一个团体的侍奉
Because God wants to see a corporate service.
今天我们若是单打独斗
So today if you're serving by yourself
照着我们的本事我们在那里来服侍
If you're only using your own power to serve
可能我们也能够把事情做得蛮整齐蛮好的
Maybe physically you could do what you want to do
但是今天神所要得着的是一个身体的侍奉
But spiritually God wants a corporate service.
他渴望所看见的是弟兄姊妹能够配搭的合适。
What he wants is to see all the brothers and sisters working together.
所以我们在冬令会的里面特别讲到各样恩赐的配搭。
So during the winter conference, we talked about how each one's talents could cooperate each other.
我们怎么样能够发现我们的恩赐到底是在哪一方面
？So how you could recognize your own unique skills to work together with your brothers and sisters?
我们怎么样来使用？神所给我们的那一份
and how we could exercise our skills to do God's work
因为我们看见说我们在一个身体的里面是互相做肢体的
because now you could see in this one corporate body everyone has a different function
每一个肢体其实它都是不可缺少的
and every part of the body is as crucial as one another
今天常常教会里面觉得在受苦的情形下
so a lot of times you think that you're suffering
因为有一些的肢体它没有尽它的功用
Sometimes you're suffering because one of the body parts is not doing its function
我们也真的知道一个肢体若不尽它的功用久了它会失去它的功用
And we also understand that this body part that doesn't perform its function would die eventually
我记得 Priscilla 在她小学几年级啊一年级是吧
And I remember Priscilla when she was in first grade.
有一次从滑梯上面滑下来，结果呢，一不小心把大腿给摔断了。
And one time when she fell from the slide, she broke her leg.
所以后来就上了那个石膏。
So later on, we have we have to put on the cast.
Cast. 然后他之前呢，好几个礼拜在医院里面吊那个 traction 就是那个沙袋啊，把他那个拉到一定的位置去。
So a couple of months in the hospital, she has to work her cast with the traction.
然后上了石膏以后呢，他全身的哈，一只脚从这边一直到脚。都是不能动的，只有另外一只脚呢是可以动的。
And once the cast was put on, that one leg was immobile.
你说那只脚它只是骨头断了。
And you could say that's only a broken bone.
它本来肌肉什么function功能都是很好的。
And if only the bone was broken, the muscle and everything else should still work properly.
过了好几个礼拜以后，有一天我带他去把那个石膏把它拆掉。
But it wasn't true because it was being casted. A couple of weeks later, we took out the cast.
哦，那应该是很喜乐的一天。
And it must have been a joyful day for Priscilla.
医生把那个切开来。
Because the doctor finally cut open the cast.
我一看她的那个右脚啊。
And I was looking at her right leg.
我吓了一跳。
And I was shocked.
她变得好细好细啊。
Because the right leg has become
very skinny. 所有肌肉都没有了。
Because all the muscle has now shrunk.
上面长了好长的毛啊。
And then on the leg, there's leg hair.
那后来要经过好长时间慢慢的复健。
And then she has to go into rehab for a long time.
然后肌肉才慢慢的长起来。
So that the muscle could slowly get its function back.
弟兄姊妹，今天神把各样的恩赐才干赐给每一个神的儿女。
So brothers and sisters, today you already have these talents in you.
我们都知道说最少的有一千两。
And you have to understand that the least of you will already have 1,000 disciples.
没有一个神的儿女在神的家是可以闲站，是可以没有用处的。
Because everyone in this house has already received some type of blessing.
但是今天我们常常觉得我不过是一个出蒙恩的，或者说我不过没有什么样的天然的才能的，今天好像我没有什么恩赐才干。
But a lot of times you might think that you were skillless or without a talent.
或者有人觉得我不过是一千两的，那我就把它埋藏起来。
But maybe you might think that since you're a newcomer, you don't have that much skills at all.
今天无论你是一千两的，无论你是五千两的。
But today it doesn't matter if you are truly talented or if you are just barely talented.
如果你不来使用，
If you're not willing to use your talent,
久了以后，他会失去功用的。
After a while, you lose it.
所以我们看见说，主在这里让我们宝贵每一个肢体都是那么重要。
So that today you have to understand that each one of you is truly valuable in His house.
都是不可缺少的。
And every one of you is as crucial as one another.
当我们越看见团体的侍奉是合乎神心意。
And through that, you could understand that how corporate service is so important.
超过我们个人的服事。
Because the serving of many is a lot more powerful than your individual serving.
我们里面有一个看见，就是看见我们自己的限制。
And maybe you could see your limitation by yourself.
今天一个做耳的，当他要看东西的时候，他需要有眼的那一个功用，那一份职事。来帮助他。
And today, if you were the ear, then you would need your eye to see.
那如果你不知道自己的限制，你是做耳的，你拼命要去看，你拼命要去吃，你拼命要做很多，其实不是你那个功能应该有做的事情。
And if you were the ear, if you never understand your limitations, if you try to use the ear to eat or to see, then you run into trouble.
所以我们看见宝贵我们的肢体，看见我自己的限制。
So, to know your limitation is as important as knowing your talents.
而我们看见神的家实在应该是非常丰富的。
Because we understand that in this house, we should be truly blessed and there's a lot of talents here.
各样的恩赐，各样的才干，各样的功用都要发挥出来。
Because in here, we have the full body and we have all the functions.
那我们在身体里面能够一同来配搭，一同来侍奉。
So that in his body, all the body parts could work together and become the corporate service.
我们看见自己的限制。
And if every one of you also know your limitation.
我们看见同伴的需要。
And if you see the needs of the others.
然后我们能够同心合意在神的家里面来配搭侍奉。
That now that we could all serve in agreement.
阿摩斯书说，二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
In Amos chapter 3, it says, Do two work together unless they have agreed to do so?
哥林多后书13章11节说，还有末了的话，我们知道哥林多后书好像是保罗他的自传，他说还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐。
And in 2 Corinthians, it says, Finally, brothers, goodbye, aim for perfection.
要做完全人，要受安慰， 要同心合意。
Listen to my appeal, but of one mind, live in peace.
要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与们同在。
And the God of love and peace will be with you.
从头一天直到如今，这是腓立比书一章五节讲到，从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
And in Philippians 1:5, it says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
我们从使徒行传一开始，我们看见一般人他们同心合意在神面前祷告。
And in the beginning of Acts, you could see that a bunch of disciples come together and pray together.
那个同心合意好像是讲到那个和谐的一个声音。
And when they're in, when they're all praying together, it shows you an agreement with all the disciples.
它不是每一个音都是很单调同一个发声的。
It's just like a harmony, not like a single voice, a monotone.
好像一个交响乐团，它有各种不同的音符在那里同时演奏出来。
It's just like a symphony playing a harmony.
但是非常的和谐。
And at the same time, even though they play different notes, it plays the same song.
当我们看见说神的家里面每一样弟兄姊妹的那个恩赐才干功用其实是很不一样的。
And in his house, when everyone served using his own talent, you can see that they all work together.
所以冬令会我们曾经跟大家做一个很简短的一个恩赐的测验。
So in the winter conference, we took a little test to see what your talent is.
有一个人他在那个问题是讲到说当你到医院去看你的一个好朋友。
And there was one question that said, when you go to the hospital to visit one of your friends,
那你第一句话你会说出来的是哪一个？
And what would be your first word to your friend?
有人他准备好了汤，准备好了吃的，他去那里说我带了这些东西给你。
And are you the type of person that would cook the soup, bring it with you and visit this friend?
你有任何需要你赶快告诉我，我愿意帮你来做。
Or are you the type of person that asks,What do you need? I could do anything for you.
那有些人他可能不是自己做了带去。
Or maybe you're the type of person that didn't do that.
他说我已经安排好了，今天是谁送，明天是谁送牛尾汤，后天是谁送鲈鱼汤，都安排好了。
Maybe you're not the type of person that would actually cook the soup yourself, but you would arrange someone to do that.
有些人在 internet 查好了，啊，你这个病是什么原因？
Or maybe you're the last type of person. You would go onto the internet and do the research about his sickness.
你应该要怎么做怎么做，让他去告诉你。哎，我跟你讲，你这个病是怎么来的。
So that when you visit your friend, you can let him know what type of sickness he has encountered and what should he do.
有些人也许会去问说，你从这个经历的里面，你得到了什么教训没有？
Or maybe you're the type of person that would show up to your friend and ask, What have you done recently?
你有什么可以去安慰鼓励别人的？
Can you use this as a testimony to some of your people around you?
可能有些人听讲的话更难听了，说你有什么隐而未现的罪没有？
Or maybe you're the type of person that will ask your friend, have you sinned recently?
有些人可能会问说，你有没有保险啊？你的钱从哪里来啊？
Or maybe you're the type of person that will ask the friend and said, do you have insurance? How are you going to pay for this hospital?
弟兄姊妹，一个同样的一个情形发生，好像每一个人的反应是非常不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, look, there are so many different methods that you could treat your friend.
有些人他是服侍的恩赐。
Maybe you have the blessing of cooking the soup.
他乐意做汤，他乐意做饭，他乐意做这个做那个。
You have the talent to serve, so you could cook the soup and bring it to your friend.
有些人他是做治理恩赐的，他是有 leadership 的。
Right.Or maybe you're the type of brothers and sisters that has the leadership talent.
他在那里做一个安排调度的工作。
You're the type of person that could arrange everyone to work towards the
goal. 他不要说今天有五碗鸡汤送来，但是明天呢，什么都没有。
Alright, so that you could arrange it so that not all the soup would arrive in one day, but they would be spread out in the 5 days.
今天教会如果大家都是我都是要自己来做事情的，但是呢，教会也需要有治理的人，对不对？
So if there's a lot of hard workers among us, they always need a leader.
那在 internet 上找那些原因的，他可能是有教导的恩赐的。
And the person who goes onto the internet and search about the sickness is the person that has the talent of teaching.
有些人他的恩赐可能是鼓励人的，安慰人的。
Or maybe someone has the talent of encouragement.
那讲话通常比较难听的，恐怕他是有先知的恩赐。
Or the people that would ask you about have you been seen recently has the talent of being a prophet.
那有人讲说，我来我就有负担为你祷告。相信神会医治你的。
Or maybe you will just simply come to your friend and said, I will pray for you.
他可能有信心的恩赐，医病的恩赐。
Then you have the talents of the faith.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们反应是不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, everyone would react differently in this situation.
但是我们看见这是一个身体配搭的侍奉。
But then at that point, you would understand that how we are the different parts of this body.
反应是一个标准答案的，你就是应该这样反应，你才是有爱心的，你才是怎么样，才是怎么样的。
Because there's no standard response to this type of situation. Everyone reacts differently.
所以我们需要来宝贵我们的肢体。
So we have to understand and treasure.Each one of your talents.
我们宝贵，我们有好多显出来，可能外表上是不一样的。
And you have to treasure how outwardly we are all different.
但是真的像一个身体一样。
But we all work together.
但是我们需要同心合意来侍奉我们的永生神。
And in order to work together to serve, we have to be in an agreement.
同心合意来兴旺福音。
To be in agreement to spread the gospel.
今天神要得着我们成为一个祝福的运河。
So that we could become the channel.
四围有多少的可人需要得着生命的活水。
To become the channel so we could feed the first around us.
若我们不能同心。
If we are not in agreement.
我们不彼此珍惜宝贵彼此的恩赐才能。
If we don't treasure each other and work with each other.
好多的精力我们是损耗在我们彼此之间，哎呀，我看你不顺眼，你怎么是这样的反应，我觉得应该是这样的反应，结果我们消耗了好多的力气。
And if you don't work in agreement, then we will just fall into chaos in everyone pointing fingers.
主要我们看见这是他的身体，这是他的家，这是他的教会。
And you have to understand that if we work in agreement, then we have one body, one church.
我们互相做肢体。
And we should now be the body part.
在这里一同来侍奉。
So that we could all come together.
但我们知道，我们讲同心合意，何等的不容易。
And you have to understand that being in an agreement is not an easy task.
需要十架在我们里面做深的工作。
And you have to carry the cross in order to be in agreement.
永远是一个最大的拦阻。
Because you yourself could be your biggest hindering.
曾经有一个故事讲到，在一个竹子园里面，有一棵竹子，它长得是非常的秀美。
Bamboo. In a garden of bamboo, there is one piece of one bamboo that was really really handsome.
它长得又粗又高又直。
The bamboo was indeed strong and big and round and tall.
那个叶子长得非常的。青绿
and this bamboo has a lot of beautiful green leaves.
从它小的时候，就是这个主人在那里浇灌、栽植。
Because that special bamboo has been taken care of by its owner since day one.
这个主人那么的细心。
And because the owner has always paid special care.
这个竹子呢，他也非常的感恩。
So and this bamboo has understand his blessing.
有一天，主人来跟他讲说：“竹子啊，我现在要来使用你了。”
So one day the owner came to the bamboo and said, "Hey, today is the day that I need to use you."
那竹子说：“很高兴啊，主你来使用我，我乐意被你来使用。”
And the bamboo said that, "Yes, please use me. I'm ready."
那主人说：“那第一个，我需要把你的树叶叶子全部都砍掉，枝子都砍掉。”
So the owner said, "The first thing I'll need you to do is to cut off all your beautiful green leaves."
竹子想说：“这是我美丽的装饰啊，这些叶子啊，这些枝子。”但是他还是愿意，主人就把这些都砍掉了。
And the bamboo said, "Once you cut all my leaves, then I will become bald and not handsome anymore."
他就是光秃秃的一根呐。
Yet he understood and he stood there and let him cut the leaf.
但是主人没有停在这里，他说：“我必须把你砍下来。”
And then the owner said, "The second request is I will have to cut you off."
啊，那个是何等的痛苦。
And the bamboo said that would be painful.
但是这个竹子他也同意了。
But the bamboo agreed.
主人把它砍下来。
So it's chopped.
这个竹子好像没有什么用处了，也不能被人家来欣赏了，它就是躺在地上。
So that now that the bamboo is lying down on the ground without leaves and without life.
主人来说，竹子啊，我真的要用你，我还需要把你所有里面的节全部打通啊。
And then the owner says, the third request I need to do to you is I have to make a clear path through you inside.
那可能是一个很痛苦的经历。
And it shall be a very painful deed for the bamboo itself.
把它所有的结一个一个的全部把它打通了。
Because you have to physically go through each one of the sections and cut it through.
竹子还不知道为什么我要受这么多的痛苦。
And the bamboo never understood what the true meaning is, but he agreed anyway.
为什么我要好像受这么多的羞辱？
Why have I go through all these trouble?
为什么我所有的好像要被剥夺？
Why shall I lose everything?
当主人把这个竹子接在那个水源上面。
But then at the end, the owner put the bamboo, the empty hollow bamboo next to the river.
一下子，这个竹子他明白了。
Then the bamboo understood.
今天这个时候，主人可以来使用它。
Because he now understand what his true function was, how he could be useful to the master.
他被剥夺，他被倒空，他被打过。
His leaves got cut.He became hollow is because
然后那个活水能够从它能够流过去
is because now the water could flow through it to feed the others.
弟兄姊妹，当我们认识我们侍奉神的这些属灵的原则
Brothers and sisters, now that we should understand the principle of serving,
一面我们都有这个心愿，我们愿意来侍奉他。
First, you have to make sure that you're willing to serve.
另外一面我们要看见神给我们，要我们得着的是上好的福分。
Because you have to understand that the result of serving, is a great reward.
让他来做工在我们的里面。
So brothers and sisters, let him work with you.
直到有一天，生命的活水从我们这些人的身上能够直流奔出去。
So that in one day we could become the bamboo, so the living water could flow through us.
我们把自己奉献在主的面前。
And you should completely give yourself up to the Lord.
我们再来唱这首诗歌637首。
And so let's sing again 637.